Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Are you playing the role of victim or hero in your life? Well, I'm going to help you escape victim mentality. And if this isn't for you, maybe you want to forward this video to someone else who's kind of stuck in that pattern of thinking. Now, people who are stuck in victim mentality typically feel like the world is against them, like there's someone out to get you, or that you just can't get ahead, you can't catch a break. And maybe you actually feel powerless. Maybe you feel weak, maybe you feel hopeless. And many of the victims that I've run into secretly hope that someone is going to come along and save them. And instead of taking action, when you're in the victim role, you just complain, or you blame, or you wallow in self-pity. And so this typically means that you feel blocked, you feel stuck, and you don't even know where to go, what to do, or even where to begin to change your situation. Is any of that familiar to you at all? Well, I want to help you move from victim to hero. And it is possible, because that victim mentality, it's actually just a subconscious program. And it's a program that may be running in the background of your life right now. And that's what's preventing you from feeling good, from taking action, and from actually being healthy on all levels. But the thing to know is that you weren't born this way. You learned it. You didn't come pre-programmed as a victim. This is something that was learned and then reinforced over time. See, when we take on the role of the victim, it's typically in response to something that we have experienced. Well, I'll give you two examples. One is if you grew up in a situation where you were being bullied, or you were being teased, or you were being abused. Repeated bullying can make us feel like we are the victim, particularly if we didn't have the ability to fight back or to get help. Now, there's a second way that you may have fallen into this victim role, and that is if you were spoiled as a child. Now, if you had everything just given to you and you were showered with all sorts of praise and love, and then you get out into the real world and you realize, I actually have to work for things. Things are not just given to me. Some people can then also fall into this victim role where they're like, why won't somebody save me? Why isn't everything just coming to me? Now, this is a subconscious program, and feeling like a victim can get reinforced in many subtle ways, not just when you're a kid, as you're growing up. The unfortunate thing is it can feel nearly impossible to change, because when you're in that victim role, it's really hard to see anything happy or hopeful. But we can reprogram the subconscious. We can reprogram the subconscious mind and get you back to what I call your birthright. So you were born with the right to live fully, to live with vitality, and to live with power, the power to choose your own pathway in life as your destiny would unfold. So where did you lose your power then? Was it taken from you, or was it something that you gave away? This is what we're going to get into with a specific life writing exercise that I use with my clients. It's also included in my book, The Real Self-Love Handbook. So once you can see where you picked up this narrative or this story, it's a story that you tell yourself about yourself. Once you find out where that came from and you start to evaluate it, then you can change that script. You can change the subconscious programming. Now, changing the program that's running in your subconscious mind is all about taking authority back, authority for your life, This is about reclaiming your power. Now, many times in the world of positive psychology, we look at this concept of being a hero. Now, if we're going to consciously change from being the victim to the hero, I want to clue you in on what hero actually means. And you can look at H-E-R-O. This is something that came from Fred Luthans, who developed this theory of psychological capital. And there's four elements of psychological capital. That's the positive energy in our positive bank account that makes us feel like we're capable to overcome things in our lives. Well, the H of hero stands for hope. And that typically means that you have some sort of a will and a motivation to take action. It also means you've got to have some sort of plan. But when you're feeling like a victim, when you're feeling powerless, it's very hard to have that motivation and will. So we're going to address that. Just in case you're curious, the other parts of this HERO acronym, which correlate to resilience and psychological capital, the H is for hope, E is for efficacy, as in self-efficacy, my power to actually make something happen in life, R is for resilience, and O is for optimism. So we want to move from being subconsciously driven by old programs into being a conscious choice maker, the hero of our life. So it starts off with you asking a question. Am I playing the victim or am I playing the hero role in my life, if your life were a movie? And as you start to wake up spiritually, you realize that you have got to become accountable for your life. Now, that doesn't mean that you forgive all of the people that did you wrong, although forgiveness is helpful. It's a matter of recognizing that maybe there were bad things that happened to you in the past. That can be true. But how you deal with it in the present is where you become accountable. You may not have had the resources as a child or a young person growing up, or you may have been in a relationship or on a job where you had a very demeaning, power-driven person over you. But right here and right now, as soon as you wake up and realize these patterns, then you can move from being subconsciously driven to consciously choosing. And as a conscious being, you recognize the choice is mine, okay? And so if you think about self-image, the image that you have of yourself really determines everything that you see in your life. So if you want to change something in the outside world, the change has to begin on the inside of your world. So I want to just underscore this with a little reminder that this means that you are the hero that you've been waiting for. Not somebody else, not mommy or daddy, not some savior, not some knight, you. And so this means you get to be the author and you get to rewrite the script of your life. So to go from being the victim to being the hero, this involves rewriting your self-narrative. Now, self-narrative is just the psychological term that describes the story that you tell yourself. And this is how you can change your mindset. This is how you can rewire your own brain and reprogram your habits. And making this decision to take back your power using this exercise from my life writing program, this means that you're making a decision right now to get off that hamster wheel of looking for approval or validation from others or looking for something outside of you to save you. And this means you're also no longer going to be blaming everything outside of you. And this is a decision to break the routine that isn't serving you. So maybe in your victimhood, you had to cope, you wanted to feel better. When that happens to us, we tend to find some sort of a coping mechanism to calm down that stress, whether that's binge eating, scrolling through social media, binge watching series online with streaming video. This is making a decision to stop that and instead to take more heroic measures. So I mentioned that this also means you can no longer put blame on anyone else or yourself. And this is your ticket to get away and get out of shame, which is feeling that you are just worthless and terrible. So becoming the hero of your life means replacing the old program of blaming these external factors for your problems. It means that you're no longer going to look for someone else to save you. It means that you are no longer going to accept the judgments of other people as final truth. So many of my clients have told me, they've heard things like, "Ugh, you're just a loser like your old dad," or something, or, "Oh, you're never going to amount to anything." And if that was the case, please know that that's not true. You were born with a clean slate and the ability to live a fabulous life. You were born with the ability to manifest your destiny. And just because someone else had an opinion about that does not mean it's the truth. So we have to acknowledge as well, the past is gone, okay? You can't change that, but you can change your interpretation of the past and really stay tuned in to the present. And it is from this place of accountability that you can create the future that you really want to live into. And so what we're going to do, is flip the script. So even if you have played that victim role for a long time, and maybe it seems like it's totally ingrained in your psyche, well, you can flip the script. You can reprogram your subconscious mind. You can even rewire the brain. That's what neuroplasticity is all about. Even if you've spent most of your life feeling like the underdog, feeling like everything was against you, that life was happening to you, not for you, even if you've been carrying that poor me, it's not my fault attitude, you can actually change all of that. Now, I'm going to give you an exercise that is going to help you turn things around in a matter of days. Some people feel relief the first day of this. It's a 5-day process. The first day, you will feel relief. In 5 days, you will feel transformed, or at least the beginning of that transformation. But I want to emphasize, this isn't a quick fix. This is going to take consistent effort on your part, because the wiring and the firing of your brain and the programming of your subconscious mind, well, all of that has been driving you automatically to do and to think and to say what you've always done and thought and said. And so it's going to take repetition and consistent practice to overwrite those old programs. Because those have become, you know, habitual patterns of behavior, it's going to take some effort on your part. But the first thing that we're going to do, which is going to be very simple for most people, is to identify the origin of your victimhood. Where did you take on this victim mentality? So if you do identify as a victim instead of a hero, it's time to find out why. When was the first time you took on that role? Can you remember? Like, for most people, there are often some sort of hidden, for other people, quite obvious reasons that we adopt certain beliefs and subconscious programs. And these reasons typically cause us to act and react in a very reflexive, automatic way. But that can get stuck. We can end up getting stuck in this hamster wheel of a mediocre life where we're always driven by these subconscious programs and not taking ownership and authority in the now. And so whatever those subconscious beliefs are, they are reinforcing this victim identity and the story that you tell yourself about yourself. Now, you may not even be aware that there is a story going on in the background, but underlying and supporting the identity, your identity as a victim or a hero, there's a story, and we call it a narrative. Now, a narrative includes a set of beliefs, assumptions, and even a mindset about who you are, what you're capable of, and even what you deserve in this lifetime. And so your entire sense of self-worth and your sense of personal power comes from the beliefs about who you are. And they actually drive your mood, your attitude, and your reactions to life. And so it's time to investigate some of these beliefs that are supporting and reinforcing that identity. And the key here is we're going to investigate them like a detective, no judgment. Some of us have had very terrible things that have happened in our lives, and we feel like we're wrong, we're bad, we're dirty, we're at fault. But for this exercise, I want you to just look like a detective. Like you're just trying to figure out when these circumstances in life started to make this imprint on you. Because you're not bad, you're not dirty, you're not defective. You are still a beautiful spiritual being, and you still have a right to have a healthy, vital life. We're just gonna take out that faulty programming and remove some of those labels and beliefs so that you can tune into your wholeness, okay? Now, you're going to find with this video a download. It's a PDF, which is called the Timeline of Life Events. And with this timeline, you're gonna start to look for patterns of behavior. You're gonna look at beliefs, self-talk, all of these things that you're gonna look out to really identify the self-narrative of your life story. This is gonna help you get to the subconscious programs that need to be replaced and rewritten. Once you replace and rewrite them, then you can live free as your authentic self, full of power and hope. And that's when you can create a future worth living into. So, we're gonna do the timeline of life events next. Next up is an exercise in expressive writing. This is going to be an exercise where you're just going to write freely about one low point in your life. Next, on day 5, I would like for you to do a summary of all of the lessons that you've learned. Each day that you do this writing exercise, I'd like for you to perform a guided meditation that's called the Safe Space Relaxation Place. What this is going to do is going to allow you to tune into the creative aspect of your mind and create a safe place for you to do this deep inner work. It's totally a guided meditation that you can listen to, but you're going to be constructing in your own mind a safe space that will allow you to return to a place of safety anytime you're feeling stressed, anytime you are feeling a little bit of that sadness or pity. So this is an important part of your journey as you become a hero. And even if you think about the heroes in movies, superheroes always have a safe place to go back, to take off their armor, to nurture themselves and nurse their wounds. You need to be able to get to a safe place within yourself through meditation, through breath work, through imagination. And so I've included that as a free download for you as well. So be gentle with yourself as you go through this process. This life writing journey is just a little snippet of what I teach at Stories with Soul and our online life writing program. But this is an important first step in helping you break free from that victim mentality. You are meant to live as the hero of an epic life. So I look forward to hearing your feedback. Please feel free to drop me an email if you have questions about this. And we'll take the next step in the next video. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.